This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a life-transforming message titled How to Overcome a Setback. Today, he shows us how Job overcame his misfortunes through revelation. Come along.
Job chapter 1 verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, a perfect and an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household. This man was the greatest of all the men of the East. So this was his beginning. So it's like you starting something, maybe a project. Everything is moving on well. A contract. Contract is moving on well. A relationship is going on very well. A business going on very well. A church. The church is moving. I mean, whatever you are doing, you are sowing. I mean, it's moving on. God is blessing you. You are a trader. Everything is going on well. But somewhere in the middle, Job lost everything. And this was because the devil attacked him. But I don't want to go into read that whole story. But in the story, the devil attacked Job and he lost everything. In Job 1:13, the Bible says, there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. 14 says, there came a messenger to Job and said, the oxen were plowing, the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So his farm, armed robbers came. They killed all the animals. They killed the workers. They destroyed everything and they left. The next thing that came was a fire. Fire came. The fire of God is falling from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. The next thing that came was the Chaldeans. Verse 17 says, the Chaldeans made out three bands. They also raided his camels. They spoiled everything. The next thing that came was a wind. 18 says, there came a great wind for the wilderness. It smote the four corners of the house. They are all dead. So everything was destroyed. His family, his business, his relationship with God was affected. His relationship with his wife, his health, even his health suffered a setback. Job 2:7, the Bible says, the devil smote Job with sore balls from the soles of his foot to the crown of his head. He became sick. A healthy man. So sometimes the setback is a health challenge. Very healthy. Then you go to the hospital, they do some tests, and they come out with big, big, big names, diseases, the very big name, and they say, take it home. I mean, and suddenly, everything seems to be changing. So what happened to Job? His family, he and his wife, they started insulting each other. Job 2:10, Job said to his wife, thou speaketh as one of the foolish women speaketh. But when they began the marriage, it was a beautiful marriage. But the marriage suffered a setback. So even people start a marriage, and as the marriage goes on, through some one or two problems, suddenly the whole marriage is destroyed and goes downhill. And sometimes you wonder, can this marriage come back? Can it survive? The answer is, it can survive. Because if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal body by that same spirit that dwells in you. If God can resurrect the dead, then there is nothing he cannot resurrect. After this meeting, I command anything that is dead to resurrect. Can I hear your amen? Amen. So I asked myself, so at the end of the story, Job had recovered from the setback. Job 42 verse 12, look at the end, what happened to him. And the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep. Can you imagine? The guy that all his sheep were dead, now he's back with 14,000. Look, if you have lost money, may you be back with triple the money and quadruple the money. He was back. 6,000 camels. The camels used to be 3,000, but now the guy is back. You know, there's a movie that old time movie, it's called The Terminator. The Terminator is almost indestructible. If you destroy him, before you are, he has come and says, I will be back. Almost. Then 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 she asses. There used to be 500, 500. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. So all his 10 children that died, now he gave birth to 10 more. I want to speak to anybody who has suffered a miscarriage or lost a child. God is bringing 10 more, if that's what you want. Put your hands together for Jesus. God can bring more than you can ever imagine. So this guy said back, from medical to sickness to family to whatever it is, he was back. Spiritual, financial, business. I mean, his story is a complete setback of every area of life, including children. And the Holy Ghost said to us in James chapter 5, this is a man that is an example to us of how to recover from a setback. So I asked myself, so how did God turn this man's life around? How did he recover? If you read the book of Job, from Job chapter 1 down to verse chapter 38, is just about mourning and complaining and reasons why maybe he's suffering all these things. But by Job chapter 42, from chapter 42, he started recovering from the setback. So it starts from chapter 42. And how did it start? Let's read how it started. Job 42 verse 5. God appeared to him. And this is what Job said. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now my eye sees you. He said, God, I've heard of you, but now I see you. Then he said, I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes. Let's stop there. We'll take it verse by verse. Now in this story, the first thing that happened, you know, so if you're up to chapter 12, finally he was back. The thing that triggered the beginning of the setback was a revelation. That's only revelation. He saw God. In John 4:24, the Bible says, God is a spirit. You cannot see the spirit realm with your naked eye. It's not possible. To see the spirit realm, you need a revelation. And a revelation means to uncover that which is hidden. For example, there are angels here, I believe, as I'm speaking, but you can't see them. The reason is that they are spirits. In Hebrews 1:14, the Bible says, are they not all ministering spirits? But you can't see them with your naked eye. To see them, God will have to open your spiritual eye before you can see. There are times when I'm ministering that have seen real angels. Recently, I went to preach in the church. When I started preaching, I saw a Quran when I finished preaching. And I saw Arabic writings. And the Holy Spirit said to me, there is a man here. He's a Muslim. He's trying to be a Christian. But some spirits are sending him back. He's a complete Muslim. Call him. When I said it, a man came out. He said he was a Muslim. Not knowing he was not an ordinary Muslim. They say he's called a Marabu. He's into spirits. And he was sitting there. Now, to see such a person in the spirit realm, you need a revelation. You can't say, bring your national ID, let me see whether you're a Marabu or you're a normal human being. There's nothing like that. So, until God himself decides to open your eye, you can see. I was at a turning point, and I called for growth. And a woman was standing in front of me, and I could see a growth in her brain. And I said it. And the woman said, yes, I have a growth in my brain. Now, you cannot see such a thing with your normal eye. You need a revelation. God has to show you something in the spirit realm. So Job, he hasn't seen God before because God is a spirit. Oh, you know, he was a hardworking man, businessman. God is blessing him. But in terms of the spirit realm, he didn't even know that the devil can destroy your business. When his business was destroyed, do you know what he said in Job 1:22? The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He didn't know about evil spirits. He didn't even know about the fact that you could actually see God. So suddenly, God appeared to him. And he said, hey, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear. So I have listened to preaching. I have read the Bible. But in terms of the spirit realm, I've never seen anything like this before. He says, but now my eye sees you. And when he saw God, God started giving him directions and instructions. He gave him spiritual instructions and physical instructions as to what he should do. Spiritually, he told him that he should offer a burnt offering. That's what he told him. So sometimes, even spiritually, something can be wrong, but you don't know what it is. Until the Holy Ghost himself comes to show you that this is wrong, you can be there for 50 years and you will know. And your business will stay at the same place because you don't know what is wrong spiritually. Because Satan, there is something wrong that is preventing the business from moving to a certain level.
Thanks for joining us. Today, we learned from the example of Job that God can give you revelation that can help you reverse a setback. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
And I want to say thank you so much for your prayer. On the 19th of December, I ask you to pray for me and my wife for the fruit of the womb. After your prayer, my wife became pregnant, and I want to thank God for that.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app, on the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.